Over the weekend, more than 150 homeless veterans from our region gathered for Philadelphia Stand Down. The three-day retreat offers checkups, live music, and a chance to connect with the VA for services. It's called Bucks County Home for the past 8 years, but it may need a new one for next year. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
Like the people it has served, Philadelphia Stand Down has had many homes in 23 years. It first set up camp at the Lighthouse Field in Northeast Philly, then moved to the Armory and VA Hospital for a few years. It has been held in Levittown for 8 years. Volunteer Bruce Fritz found the group back when he was homeless. Stand Down now serves about a tenth of the people it once did, and Fritz hopes that indicates there are fewer veterans in need. Shouting over the live music, he says for those who remain, Stand Down brings the VA to vets, not the other way around.
Well, what it is like when you're going through a hardship, it's like you normally are down on yourself. So we have everything in one place instead of like telling someone, okay, you got to go to Wiskasket Avenue, you got to go to the VA hospital, this and that. When they come here, there's other professionals and everybody else to help the vet right there on site.
The Bucks County Commissioners released a statement saying they have new year-round plans for the 130-acre plot and aren't able to host the event in 2017. Stand Down is gathering signatures for a petition asking the county to reconsider. Executive Director Ed Speller says most participants aren't locals and are usually bused in from Philadelphia and Chester counties. So he wonders if that made it a low priority for the county. The commissioner's statement doesn't address that. Undersecretary of the Army Patrick Murphy, who once represented the area in Congress, has volunteered since 2003. He says if Stand Down must move, he hopes it will remain close.
Serving two deployments after 9/11, come back from Iraq, and you know, having 19 guys that didn't come home with me always weighs on me, and part of that is a duty to make it count and do more for your brothers and sister veterans. We hope that it either remains here or somewhere else in Bucks County, because we want to be known as the most veteran-friendly county in the nation.
For WHYY News, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.